This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
The Weeknd, Die For You, 102.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Today, it is today, November 18th. Don't forget it. Celebrate it. Vichyssoise Day. What is Vichyssoise?
What day? What'd you say?
Today is National Vichyssoise Day.
Vichyssoise Day.
Vichyssoise.
I am impressed that you even knew how to pronounce that.
Well, Vichyssoise. Is it a sauce? It's Vichyssoise. And why does it get its own day? What are the barriers of entry for getting your own day?
Yeah, it's like a soup.
Vichyssoise. Is it hot or cold or both or either?
It's also known as potage.
It looks like a mayo. Right.
It's like a creamy situation.
I wonder if gazpacho gets all bent out of shape today.
Pureed leeks, onions, potatoes, cream.
Ooh. Not for me.
Yeah. All right. Oh, I'm so glad we're doing this trending report. I saw this somewhere, and it made me think of me.
Okay, it made me think of you also.
It made you think of me. Tubbs, how many years are you running on? In life?
42.
All right, so it made me think of him, too.
Yeah.
So it made me think of me, made me think of Tubbs.
Yeah.
Cute.
Well,
made me think of Mark, but no, he's already accomplished this.
Yeah.
But I just thought of him.
Well, I thought of you.
Okay, well, tell me, why did we think of we?
Andrew Garfield did an interview with GQ magazine, and he admitted that he feels some guilt over the fact that he hasn't settled down and started a family before his 40th birthday, which is next summer. And
guilt.
He said, releasing myself from the societal obligation of procreating by the time I'm 40 has been an interesting thing to do with myself. He did also mention that he doesn't want to have kids in his 70s, but it is something that he wants to do in the future. And I read this, and I literally was like, Ryan.
He doesn't want to have kids in his 70s.
Meaning, yeah,
like,
he doesn't
want to have them. Okay, got
yeah.
it. Yes, I saw this and thought, Andrew, same thing. Because here's what I've noticed. I don't know what Andrew Garfield has noticed, but I'm over 40, and I still feel like I'm not. So I look at the world the same way I've always looked at the world, but it's obviously evolving around me. However, it's amazing how people who know you or don't know you feel comfortable enough to tell you, you're late on life.
Ew. I know.
Yeah. Like, they're like, you need to, and I'm talking about like at restaurants.
That
I'll be somewhere
so
and someone will come up and be like, you need to have a baby.
How do you react to that? I would want to slap them in the face.
Well, I don't react that way.
I don't. I mean, that would be my reaction.
I say, thank you. I appreciate it. You want to call in?
Oh.
But it's amazing how people, I was in an auditorium and there's a woman sitting behind me. I think she had a beverage and she tapped me and she goes, when are you going to get married and have a kid?
Oh,
and I'm like,
yeah.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
Yeah. People do the same thing with me with freezing my eggs. I'm like, do you know how many people have told me to freeze my eggs? I'm like, I don't want to freeze my eggs.
So I don't let it bother me, but I'm just keeping score. It's amazing how as time goes by, Andrew Garfield, how many people close to you or not even close to you need to tell you. Now, maybe they're right because life changes once you have
nobody's
your babies.
Right. Nobody's right about your timeline. That's your timeline.
And then I'll say to some, well, I don't know, at some point. But yeah. You, and then they'll do an about face. Yeah, you got time.
Right.
Wait, you just told me I'm way behind. Now I got time? confused. What's your name?
I think people just panic and they don't know what to talk to you about. And so then that's what they think that they should talk to you about.
I'm now not enjoying it, but I don't feel guilt. I really have never felt guilt about it. I've just felt like, wow, people are comfortable. Maybe that's a good thing to tell you. Really want to have Andrew Garfield on now.
I know.
Yeah, we should.
He doesn't do much press. Like, he's very private.
Hasn't he been here?
Didn't he just do GQ magazine?
Yeah, but
didn't he just talk about this?
Yeah,
he's very private. Yet he's revealing inner secrets about guilt and
in a magazine.
So he doesn't talk about himself.
Not often, is what I'm saying.
And when he does, though, packs a punch.
Packs a real good punch.
Oh gosh! Upfront tickets at Jingle Ball, presented by Capital One. Next.